Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air
and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, the weekly Monster Cast, is now a go. What a week it has been. In fact, this has been one of those weeks that reminds me of my mother several years ago, over a decade ago, actually asking me if I had enough material on this topic of our right to bear arms and Second Amendment issues to discuss it for a whole hour once a week, way back when this huge program was in its infancy. Yeah, it's been one of those weeks. More content to cover than time allows, requiring a very heavy dose, as you know, of what I call research triage to keep you up to speed with what's important, separating what we need to know now and what we can put off if we have to, because the content is coming at us so fast. Believe me when I tell you, it's been coming at us rapid fire. Everything from the New York Times, for example, giving us a breakdown of Shannon Watts, the founder of Moms Demand Action's busy daily schedule, and her apparent affinity for screw-off top wine to get her through the days. It's in there. You can go read it. That's not me making that up. All the way to the liberal rantings of a washed-up Dan Rather, who I fathom is trying to stay rather relevant but remains rather biased in his lack of objectivity and his rather obvious hatred of guns. Nothing new there. Unless, of course, they're protecting him at places he attends and works and, well, you know, stuff like that. If you're a listener to my weekday program, you've heard me cover a multitude of topics all last week. And while we may touch on some of those topics again today, it's for the purpose of getting the perspective of some of the greatest experts on our freedoms and rights that the gun prohibitionists can't compete with and who we can't bring to the daytime show. They can't compete with the truth, things like that. So having said that, I'm going to take you right back to the very beginning. I'm going to give you a reminder of just how easy it is to actually make sense of what years of phony reporting and outright lies from outright liars has done and the mess that they've intentionally created out of our God-given right to bear arms. Walk with me here. I was moved to write about our individual right to bear arms this week after having had enough of the drumbeat from those who get incessant airtime to attack us as if there is no right to bear arms and, of all things, believe it or not, a Pennsylvania Supreme Court decision this week that reminded me of how all of our rights in the Bill of Rights are tied together and how the left uses that against us from time to time. As a result, I penned my weekly column and I titled it Freedom Haters. Repeat after me, there is no debate. The political left likes to refer to it as a debate, don't they? As if somehow the nation's founding fathers didn't know what they were doing when they wrote the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Well, I would argue that they did. When they do that, they infer that they know better what the Second Amendment means than the very people, the men who wrote it. Of course, that's ridiculous, but in today's day and age of instant communication and fake news, the majority of which leans left in their direction, it's understandable why they believe their interpretation is in fact the truth. I mean, come on. When MSDNC, CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, and sometimes Fox News like C. Shepard Smith or Juan Williams or the very aggravating Judge Napolitano, who are always towing the line. If they're always towing your line and pushing your narrative, it's hard to see otherwise. So we understand why they believe what they believe. So let me give you an example of what I'm referring to. The hardline gun prohibitionists, like retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens. Let's use John Paul Stevens. They like to tell us that the Second Amendment, he was very good at this, in fact, telling us that the Second Amendment was the greatest fraud perpetrated on our republic by people like, well, us. That the 2A, the Second Amendment, only applies to a connection with, say, military service, for example, such as the National Guard, and not the individual. or the people. In other words, they would have us believe, he would have us believe, that that right belongs to the state. Now, I forget how many times over the years I've mentioned this on the airwaves, but the authors of the Bill of Rights said the people in that document, the Bill of Rights, five times, including the Second Amendment right of the people to keep and bear arms not being infringed. So let's take a look at those quickly as I set this up for my next guest in the coming segments, Alan Gottlieb. We're going to take if there's a method to my madness. Amendment 1, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Do you have any argument as to who they're referring to there? Number 2, Amendment 2, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. There's a separation between state and the people. Is there any question there? Amendment number 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue. And I could go on, but it refers to the right of the people. Any question of who they're referring to? Amendment 9, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Amendment 10, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. The meaning of the word people is so clear to anyone, it would be a stretch, consider it possibly even a lie, to suggest the word meant anything other than the individual. In fact, if we look at this, Amendment 4 connects the word people to the word person. Amendment 9 refers to the people without any other reference, and Amendment 10 clearly separates the people from the state. If you believe otherwise, then you would believe that Amendment 9 should have read, shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the states or by the people. But it doesn't say that. Of course, the reason the founders didn't include by the states in Amendment 9 is that states don't have rights. And any invocation that says that they do applies to powers. Follow me here. Any invocation that says that they do have rights would only apply to powers, political powers, which are not unlimited and are subject to review and oversight by who? The people. If they're found to be unconstitutional. But the people can redress that. So here's the bottom line. The authors of our Bill of Rights did not make a mistake. They actually knew what they were doing. They articulated their intent clearly and unambiguously. If they had meant anything else, they would have simply said it, rather than cryptically write an amendment in ways that would have required centuries of debating and deciphering. Instead, they were crystal clear. We, the people, have an individual right to bear arms, and that shall not be infringed. You know it, I know it, and they know it. There is no debate. There never has been. There's no debate now, and there never will be, unless we allow them to create the debate, which we have done, unfortunately. Unless, of course, you're a leftist socialist who thinks that you can control me by winning the fake debate. And good luck with that. I've got just a couple minutes left in this segment, so I'm going to go right smack to the phones. Mr. Alan Gottlieb joins me today on Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Alan, we've got just a couple minutes to kind of dig into that. I wanted to set up and go back and remind people of the right of the people. Not because what's happening here, Alan, is we're watching other amendments being used against us. They're trying to end run the Second Amendment by coming at us using other rights that we have. Are they not?
Oh, your opening was just really great, Mark. I just hanging on every word. I love a written copy of that personally, because I thought you did an excellent job.
Well, thank you very much. I was paraphrasing from my column, so I'll make sure that you have a copy of that. Alan, I think it's important we remind people just how simple it is. This is not a complicated issue. We have allowed the left and the media and everybody to muddle this up to the point that a man like Cory Booker can sit up on CNN and not get questioned about what we just mentioned here and be made to look like we don't have a right to bear arms, when in fact we do, and it's very simple. So,
well, I'll disagree with one thing you just said there. Please. I don't think we have allowed. I think the problem is the media, who's got the megaphone, it regurgitates that and pushes it out. It's fact. But I don't think we've allowed it. If we own CNN, you know, as an example, then I could say maybe we'd allow this to happen on CNN. But we don't own it. We don't get to control, you know, MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC, et cetera. So I don't want to take the blame for this. I don't think any of our people should take the blame for it. I think the media should get the blame for it.
Fair enough, and I'll leave it right there. When we come back from the break, I've got so much to cover with Mr. Alan Gottlieb. I don't want you to go away. Edge of the seat, I promise you. So many things to discuss. Bill Maher is among one of them. We're going to go there with him in just a second. Virginia Beach, of course. Alan's op-ed in the USA Today and more. Don't go away. I'll be back on the MonsterCast with Mr. Gottlieb right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Unfortunately, in today's day and age, you just can't trust the system. That's why the USCCA stands by their members and their promise of education, training, and protection. Every responsibly armed American needs to get USCCA coverage now before it's too late. Even law-abiding, responsible gun owners are at risk to lose everything in today's world. So don't think it can't happen to you. You've worked hard on what you have. Don't let a rigged system take it all away. Visit USCCA.com to learn more. That's USCCA.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
One warm summer day, Richard was grilling out with his family in the backyard of his suburban home. His brother stepped away to grab something from his car in the front yard and didn't come back. Feeling suspicious, Richard went to go check on him and was horrified by what he found. His brother was being beaten nearly to death in an attempted carjacking. Thinking quickly, Richard pulled out his gun and scared the attackers away. Then the police arrived, and Richard was arrested.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to do? Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say? If you answered anything other than yes to these questions, you need to visit BeTheirProtector.com right now. There you'll find the USCCA's free guide, 6 things that could land you behind bars or help keep you out of them. Visit BeTheirProtector.com now and get your free copy of 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive right now. That's BeTheirProtector.com. One more time, BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Would you like to join a community of over 2 million like-minded people for free? Well, now is your chance. Just find the official USCCA page on Facebook and click like. You'll instantly be connected with thousands of like-minded folks looking for real talk on self-defense and freedom. Discuss hot topics, find great resources, and voice your opinion where it will matter. At the USCCA official Facebook page, you'll find everything you need for your concealed carry lifestyle. The USCCA on Facebook, community, resources, and so much more.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Crossbreed Holster Studios with me. I am Mark Walters. Of course, I'm filling your prescription for freedom for the next 2.5 to 3 hours. I hope you stay with me for the entire duration. We've got a great program lined up for you. I'm going to go back to the phones now. The Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Second Amendment Foundation hotline is open. The founder of the Second Amendment Foundation and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, Mr. Alan Gottlieb, joins me. Alan, welcome back to the show.
Great to be with you, as always.
Before I go any farther with a number of these topics, I mentioned Dan Rather in my opening comments because he's out yet again. I don't know what box he crawled out of, but he was on CNN on Don Lemon. I was calling him the Don Lemon Show over about 4 or 5 days ago, and he was calling us unpatriotic if we refuse to support gun control in the wake of what happened in Virginia and that we've seen enough of this. When you hear Dan Rather, who, by the way, is protected by firearms in buildings and when he goes out and about with other security officials, why is Dan Rather even opening his mouth? Does anybody care what he has to say? But are we unpatriotic if we don't support gun control?
Hey, a lot of those people think we're deplorable. Of course they're not unpatriotic, but these people like to demonize guns, gun owners. They don't treat us fairly. They don't treat us as like we're intelligent. This is the problem we have in this culture war that's going on, which keeps getting accelerated and keeps getting more ugly all the time.
It's getting worse, isn't it, Alan? It really truly is getting worse. And I don't mean to put you on the spot with this. You and I have talked about this both on air and off air before. I'm not real confident that there's a light to the end of this tunnel based on a 24-hour cycle media, quote-unquote, news. The internet, phones, everybody has a device. Everything's instantaneous. Social media, Twitter, Instagram. I don't see the end of this in sight. I don't see light at the end of the tunnel. I think it's just going to keep getting worse. Am I wrong?
Well, I think you're probably right about that, but I'm sort of glad about, you know, the instantaneous communications and the social media, and, you know, and Facebook and Instagram and all these things, because that allows us to compete back with some of the people that own the microphones, you know, and own the TV cameras. So a lot of people now get their news from, you know, look, we've seen surveys now that show that people think that the news media, you know, is fake news is worse than terrorism.
That's right.
You know, in some ways, fake news is terrorism, especially when it comes to attacking our Second Amendment rights.
Well, you know, you're right about that, and I have to say you're spot on there. That is true. I tend to overlook that from time to time. This microphone is a perfect example of having a voice over and above the mainstream, if you will, news media. We have an opportunity
here. Yeah, I want to stop you that. You know, we're forced by habit now because everybody else has done it to call it mainstream. I don't view some of these networks as mainstream by any stretch of the imagination. So let's just call it liberal dominant media.
Liberal dominant. They're
not mainstream. We're the mainstream.
That's true. We are mainstream. We've made that point here for years, and this is some of the things we've got to get back to taking the language back, and I'm guilty of it myself. I've caught myself using the term assault weapon before simply because it's there and I'm reading it without making that change. So this is a way it is a great example, listener, if you heard what Alan just said, to make sure to constantly remind ourselves to take back this language. Don't make those mistakes. You're gonna do it from time to time. That's okay. When you catch yourself, go back and correct yourself, okay? It's important that we do that. All right. Bill Maher. Bill Maher is a guy I can't stand for a lot of different reasons. But I'm going to tell you, there's one area where I respect Bill Maher, and that is his position on firearms. And I'll tell you why, Alan, because I know where he stands. And I know you've heard me say this. We have talked about this privately and openly on air publicly. If I would have had a lot more respect for Barack Obama if he would have just come out and told me what he wanted to do with my gun rights. But he doesn't. They hide it. They cloak it. And I have no respect for that. Bill Maher makes it very clear. I'm a gun owner, he says. I don't like my guns. I wish I didn't have to have them, but I'm not giving them up until I know everybody's giving them up, and that isn't going to happen. And he's making headlines right now. Fox has a piece out published just yesterday, Saturday. Maher warns Dems not to make gun control a 2020 issue. Liberals should learn more about guns. That's a pretty profound statement from Bill Maher, isn't it?
It definitely is, and, you know, I can't disagree with what he's saying there. My only problem with Bill Maher with this is that he's a bit of an elitist, you know, and it's okay for him to have a gun, but sometimes it's not for the rest of us. And that's what disturbs me sometimes with Bill Maher. You're right, though, that he's intellectually honest. He'll tell you where he's coming from rather than some of the politicians that hide where they're really coming from and say, I'm for gun safety when they're really for gun confiscation. So I guess you got to pat him on the back for that.
Kind of got to. He's a little duplicitous. He is extremely elitist. There's no question about it. But he's making some comments that I thought were fresh or refreshing to some of the Democrats that he was talking to on his panel on, I guess it was just this last Friday. He cautioned Democrats not to make gun control a prominent issue in the 2020 election, urging them, quote, not to die on this hill if it means losing to Trump. And what he said was, and he's going by polls, so we'll give some of his little liberal deal here, but he said that Democrats, he claims, stand better polling numbers than Republicans do on areas such as the environment or education and health care. And he noted that the Republicans hold a narrow lead over Democrats when it comes to gun policy. He then started talking about Trump's recent sit-down, which we all saw a couple days ago over D-Day, regarding British TV personality Piers Morgan and more Donald Trump, and I'm going to ask you some questions about that also when it comes to suppressors. But he mentioned that some people own guns for recreational use, and Marr said, look, I don't like guns. I have some, don't like them, have it for an emergency like an antibiotic, but some people do, lots of people do, and their view is, yes, there is a violence problem with guns, but not me, and you're going after me. So he is at least being somewhat fair on that, isn't he?
Well, yeah, but again, I would have to disagree that guns cause violence. I don't really think there's such a thing as gun violence. There's violence. I mean, a gun doesn't have a brain to hate with or a finger to pull its own trigger. So when they use the term gun violence, I get chills up my spine, so to speak, because again, it's trying to co-opt the language.
I'm with you on that. That is another area where we've got to take it back. And I'll let Bill Maher go after I say this, is first of all, who was it that said this? Charles Blow, New York Times columnist, said, what is the option, though, not to make it a central part of the campaign? And Maher responded, no. First of all, liberals should learn more about guns. I don't know much about guns because, again, I don't care. I don't like them. But I hear this from gun people, that liberals should learn more about guns. And that's a fair statement to make to another liberal who is debating the gun control debate in a coming election, because what Maher is saying is, hey, liberals, they're right. And he's commented on that multiple times. Alan, you and I have all said it. You take somebody to the range, particularly a liberal. I've never gotten anybody off the range that said, wow, that sucked. I never want to do that again. They've all said, wow, that was a lot of fun. I had no idea. When can we go back? True?
Yeah, true. Mark, you know, I think a true liberal would really support gun rights, period. The problem is I don't think the Democratic Party anymore has true liberals. I think they're just left-wing fascists at this point. I'll be candid about it. And they're just so off the deep end, it's crazy. They're not liberals anymore by any stretch of the imagination, in my opinion.
No, you're absolutely correct. They're socialist, fascist, leftists right now. I'm going to end it with this. He was embarrassed for Cory Booker, who I want to talk with you about in the next segment, and then your USA Today op-ed, when he said Cory Booker took a very long time to be able to answer a question posed to him on CNN. And I will tell you, in fact, listener, that Cory Booker, I played it on the daytime show, 2.5 minutes of the 8-minute clip. Cory Booker was not able to answer the question. He was 100% completely unable to answer the question. When we come back from the break, I'll explain that, what that means. I'm not going to play the audio for you. I might give you a couple quotes, but then we're going to move on with Alan Gottlieb to talk about Virginia Beach, his op-ed piece on Virginia Beach, and a whole bunch of other stuff. We've got a couple of amicus briefs and some court cases I want to cover with him. Also, Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast continues right after the break. Don't go away. All right, gun lover, the clock is ticking. How'd you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? I know I would, and the USCCA wants to make that dream come true. They're here to help train and protect responsible gun owners like you and me. And right now, they're giving away free guns every day, so you gotta check them out. They're giving away a different gun every single day, but it all ends Friday, June 21st. The official rules are on the page. Just text ARM to the number 87222 so you can enter right now. You could get up to 17 chances to win your gun daily. It could be 17 Kimbers, 17 Glocks, or 17 new SIGs. All you have to do is text ARM to 87222 and you could win yours for free. But this all ends soon, and today's gun disappears at midnight tonight. So don't put this off, don't miss your chance, because you could win a new gun every single day. Just text ARM to 87222 right now. That's ARMED to 87222. ARM to 87222 right now.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number 1 of the number 4 guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Would you like to join a community of over 2 million like-minded people for free? Well, now is your chance. Just find the official USCCA page on Facebook and click like. You'll instantly be connected with thousands of like-minded folks looking for real talk on self-defense and freedom. Discuss hot topics, find great resources, and voice your opinion where it will matter. At the USCCA official Facebook page, you'll find everything you need for your concealed carry lifestyle. The USCCA on Facebook, community, resources, and so much more.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast from East Crossbreed Holster Studios. It is a real pleasure to have you with me today. I'm continuing the conversation with Mr. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation and the CCRKBA, of which I am a proud member of the board of directors, by the way. Alan, I'm sure you saw this. I don't want to play the video audio again. It really isn't necessary. Suffice to say, Cory Booker showed up on CNN, as he is wont to do from time to time, as most gun grabbers do, particularly now as they're pushing this gun control agenda, moving forward into the 2020 campaign, and really trying to outleft each other, getting worse and worse and worse. Cory Booker was asked flat out by the host, name for me one of your proposals that would have stopped Virginia. And Cory Booker hemmed and hawed for about a minute and 20 seconds before the host interrupted him and apologized for interrupting him and said, but you're not answering my question. Which one of your proposals would have stopped Virginia Beach? Cory Booker went on for another minute and 30 some seconds and people are saying he refused it. He didn't refuse. He can't answer the question because not one of his gun control proposals would have stopped Virginia Beach. Now, you wrote a piece by invite from the USA Today, last week, June 4th, opinion, op-ed, no gun law would have prevented Virginia Beach tragedy. American gun control movement has become a gun prohibition crusade. And, of course, the USA Today has, I love the way they have you, as the opposing view. Nobody pro-gun can be the view. It's always the opposing view. Take this one away. This is too much fun.
Well, obviously, Cory Booker, he didn't refuse to answer. He couldn't answer because the fact is none of his proposals would have stopped what happened in Virginia Beach. And we all know that. And CNN knew it too, because it was amazing CNN even asked the question. And the reason they asked the question is it's so blatant that when he claims this stuff would work and it wouldn't, even CNN had to quiz him on it. So it's every now and then the mainstream media, so there, I mean, there I did it again, the liberal dominant media.
Let me catch you, dominant media, right.
Yeah, you know, we'll have to ask the right question. And when they ask the question, all of America can see the emperor has no clothes.
All right, let me start with this, because a lot of different ways to go here. There was a lot in that interview with Booker. There's two things that I want to ask you right out of the box. You are, first of all, you're absolutely correct. I think I made the comment on my daytime show. It was impressive that CNN even asked the question to begin with. I was doubly impressed that he readdressed it, because the answer was so clearly a slide from Booker that he had no choice. The fake news moniker would have been plastered all over him had he not come back and said, well, excuse me, I'm sorry to interrupt, but sir, you're not answering the question, giving Booker another, you know, minute and a half to him and ha. What I did notice, and you tell me if you caught this or not, when Booker realized that the host, it was Jake Tapper, was going to move on and no longer press him on that, you could see him begin to get, and it says someone who's done a lot of media, you could see him relax and begin to open up because he knew the conversation was going to be going in a different direction. Did you happen to catch that?
Yes, I did. And you were right. The facial expression was just really there. And it was like a relief, a sigh of relief that we're off this, because you caught me. It was a gotcha. And you made me look stupid.
But there's a bigger question in journalism today. If Jake Tapper even felt that he had to ask the question in the first place, why didn't he continue to press this for an answer as a quote-unquote journalist, even if he wanted to appear as one? I, for the life of me, cannot understand why they backed down at all and let these guys get away with saying nothing. It's my show. I'm asking you for an answer. We're not pushing forward until you answer that question. You've got 17 proposals out here, sir. Which one would have worked? Why do they do that?
Well, I guess in fairness, there was other issues you wanted to cover. There's a certain time limitation. But, you know, if you were the host, obviously being caring about Second Amendment rights the way you do, you would have pressed it and pressed it and pressed it. But I think Jake Tapper at least made the point. Everybody now sees that Cory Booker and all the proposals that not just him but all the other 20-plus Democratic candidates for president have don't really address the problem of solving, you know, violence in our country or keeping madmen, you know, away from being able to do carnage to the rest of us. And one of the reasons why, quite frankly, you and I own and carry firearms is because we know there are people like that out there.
Well, I hope you're correct. I hope there was an intelligent enough audience watching that, and I'm sure you are to a large extent. But I hope there's another audience out there that maybe saw that and went, wow, maybe that opened some eyes. I'm hopeful that it did. Because, like you, I was impressed that Tapper did it and then readdressed it again. That did impress me, considering the source. All right, let's go to your USA Today piece. You start out with, once again, after a senseless act of violence, gun ownership opponents, and I love the way you're taking the language back there, including those in the news media, rush to penalize millions of lawful firearms owners for something they didn't do. Alan, I mentioned this to you last week on the program, that I'm beginning to see, or I feel like I'm beginning to see, a shift in that direction. You corrected me to a certain extent, but when I'm hopeful that people saw Cory Booker falter like that, I mean, am I being too optimistic? It's so obvious to me, of course. I'm hopeful that other people are falling into line and seeing this being the case. What do you think?
Well, I was very, very pleased that, you know, USA Today had a poll that people support their view, you know, that we need more gun control, or that they and were to stop these kind of situations. Or do they support my view that these laws wouldn't work? And I explained why. And then the polling data, what was really interesting was 89% of the people agreed with me. So maybe there is a shift going on, people understanding and realizing that, you know, none of these proposals address the situation at all. And it's like just pushing an anti-gun rights agenda that serves no useful purpose. So I'm hoping maybe you're right. I was very, very pleased by the 89%, which is, you know, a significantly high percentage. You get 89% of people agreeing on anything. That's unbelievable. But they agreed that, you know, the proposals being made by both Booker and the, you know, governor of Virginia, things like, you know, limit purchases to one gun a month. Well, the shooter bought a gun in 2016 and 2018. It wasn't exactly like he bought his two guns in the same month. Would that work? No. Or that we need, you know, so-called universal background checks. the shooter went through multiple background checks. And in fact, under the National Firearms Act, went through an enhanced background check as well. Did they work? Did they stop it? No. Then they're talking about banning assault, so-called assault weapons. Well, he didn't use an assault weapon. He used two handguns. So would that have worked? No. Everything they proposed would not work. So the bottom line is that, again, the American people can really see, if they can get the real information, that all these proposals are meaningless. It's a smokescreen to take away and prohibit your Second Amendment rights.
Yeah, you know, great points, all of them. And I got to listen, I want you to pay careful attention to this. Alan and I were talking earlier in the week off air, just in a private conversation, and I was mentioning a Twitter feed that I was in the process of reading, and one of those out there who was pro-gun was putting out, look at this, the media's silent on this again. It wasn't an AR-15. They're not talking about it. And I got to thinking, what does this person mean they're not talking about it? All of the media is, in fact, talking about it. Now, I think, Alan, what they might be referring to is there's been silence on the quote-unquote demonized assault weapon that they like to talk about. We are not hearing them talk about that because it didn't occur. Certainly, this is such a morbid thing. It's so macabre to even talk about. But when the type of weapon used determines the type of coverage or the level of coverage that a mass killing of 12 fellow human beings, American citizens, gets, isn't that sick?
Yeah, it is. But again, I think they are talking about so-called assault weapons in the context that they're still proposing that that's what we need to do, along with, you know, the litany of other anti-gun rights agenda items that they're pushing. So the problem is that I don't really agree with the Twitter feed that's saying they're not talking about it. They are talking about it. It may not be the front headline of what they're saying, but it's still on their cafeteria plate approach of taking away your rights one right at a time.
You have put out a number of press releases this week. I know you have been incredibly busy at the Second Amendment Foundation this week. When we come back from this, after this break, I want to talk with you about Northam in Virginia calling a special session. One of the press releases you put out was, in fact, talking about Governor Ralph Northam using the tragedy at Virginia Beach to resurrect a gun control agenda that would not have prevented the crime, and distancing himself, of course, this is probably why he's doing it, from his own racial scandal going on in his background while he was in college. When we come back, Armed American Radio's monster broadcast from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. We'll also ask Alan Gottlieb about a Pennsylvania State Supreme Court case that might have some implications and ramifications across the country. Back after this. All right, gun lover, the clock is ticking. How'd you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? I know I would, and the USCCA wants to make that dream come true. They're here to help train and protect responsible gun owners like you and me. And right now, they're giving away free guns every day, so you gotta check them out. They're giving away a different gun every single day, but it all ends Friday, June 21st. The official rules are on the page. Just text ARM to the number 87222 so you can enter right now. You could get up to 17 chances to win your gun daily. It could be 17 Kimbers, 17 Glocks, or 17 new SIGs. All you have to do is text ARM to 87222 and you could win yours for free. But this all ends soon, and today's gun disappears at midnight tonight. So don't put this off, don't miss your chance, because you could win a new gun every single day. Just text ARM to 87222 right now. That's ARMED to 87222. ARM to 87222 right now.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a 2-pack of My Pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by the Gun Box, Biometric, Keypad, and RFID gun safes. Quick access when you need it, safe storage when you don't. Visit thegunbox.com for more information and to select the best gun box for you. Use code AAR at checkout and get 10% off any order over $259. Welcome back. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. Can you believe it? We're already rolling into segment 4. Talk about sliding into home and time flying. That's what happens when I have my guest, Alan Gottlieb, on with us every week. Alan, a pleasure to have you here again, as usual. Let me go right smack to your press release regarding Northam, because this, to me, reeks. It stinks of elitism and exploitation of a tragedy to push a political agenda and remove myself from the spotlight is by using the deaths of 12 people to kind of get out of the limelight myself. I mean, this is reeks of sleaze, and Virginia has had a couple very sleazy governors lately. It's just really sad to see. I've got a lot of history in Virginia. Sister that lives there, graduated college there, lived there from the time I was 18 years old. I mean, just crazy. I hate to see what's happening there. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam is using the tragedy at Virginia Beach to resurrect a hackneyed gun control agenda that would not have prevented the crime while distancing himself from the scandal that should have forced him from office, the CCRKBA said today. And I got a quote from you. We've got a news flash for Northam. The killer in Virginia Beach had already passed multiple background checks, including an enhanced check to legally purchase a suppressor. The incident didn't involve a so-called assault weapon, but two handguns. There was no indication that the gunman was an extreme risk to anybody, and this awful event didn't involve a child gaining access to any firearms. So tell us, Ralph, just what part of your extremist gun control wish list do you think would have prevented what happened in Virginia Beach? Alan, take that part away, and then I'm going to branch out from there.
Of course, this was made a lot of press and was all over the place, particularly in media in Virginia, who also pressed the governor for an answer, sort of like the way that Cory Booker was pressed. And, of course, he has no answer, so he refused to answer. And again, this is pushing, you know, a giant gun control platform, all of which was rejected, by the way, by the legislature, you know, last year. And now they're coming back to try and push it again because of this tragedy using, you know, I guess like one of my book titles, Dancing in Blood, the gun prohibitions, you know, playbook agenda to ban your firearms rights. It's just appalling. And he's doing it because his base is not happy with him based upon, you know, his blackface stuff that he did in college and his racial insensitivity. And so trying to shore up that base, if you attack gun rights, the radical left all jumps on board. And that's what's behind a lot of this.
Yeah, I tell you what, I'd love to have a conversation with him. He and I are the same age. We graduated Virginia colleges together the very same year. I don't think he'd want to have a conversation with me. Boy, I'll tell you what, it would be fun to have. And I'd love to get him on this program, but he will never do it. I guarantee it. But you know what? I'll ask. Alan, let's go to the suppressors. I have to go here. I've been getting a ton of email all week, as you can imagine. Donald Trump was asked when he was just getting ready to board Marine One before he took off for France the other day. He's one of the media, one of the liberal media says, Mr. President, the killer in Virginia Beach uses suppressor. Do we need more regulation on suppressors? And the president's response was, I don't like them. I don't like them at all. Then he sat down with Piers Morgan overseas and said he would absolutely consider looking at banning suppressors. This is the whole nightmare process of what we saw with quote unquote bump stocks again. Is it or is it not? And do we want a president who can unilaterally write, just ban what he doesn't like because of pressure from the media? I'm hopeful his sons are talking to him and saying, Dad, chill out. What's going on here? Any idea?
I don't know. You know, it's all speculation on my part as well. But I don't believe that this administration is going to change any of the laws with suppressors. I'm not sure the president understands that you have to go through the enhanced background check to get one. You know, I personally believe that this is probably a dead issue. Unfortunately, he tends to sometimes, you know, open his mouth, engage his mouth when he shouldn't. That was a question that, you know, he didn't need to answer and probably just should have just blown the reporter off while he's boarding, the helicopter Air Force One, whichever it was. And Piers Morgan, likewise, this is anti-gun as could be. So Piers is going to press him on it. I didn't like the answer. I'm not going to apologize to the president in this particular case, but I also don't think he's going to do anything against us.
All right, I'm going to leave it at that because, again, from now, if I ask you anything else, it is pure speculation. We really don't know any more about it. Of course, that's making headlines on all of the pro-gun websites. President says this. We all saw what happened with bump stocks. Is that going to happen again? You've got a lot of lefties going, there you go. There's your pro-gun president over there, you know, getting ready to ban something else, you loser. So it's not helpful when he says stuff like that. Hopefully somebody can get through to him. I'm hopeful his sons, one or two of them, can get through to him and say, hey, Dad, knock this off. You know not what you talk about, and I'll leave it at that. All right, Alan, Pennsylvania, quickly. Want to move fast. Got about 4 minutes with you. Really interesting case out of Pennsylvania. I'll start with this. You remember HB 60 in the state of Georgia. Part of it, that was the Guns Everywhere bill that passed in 2014 here and was signed by Governor Deal at the time. Included in HB 60 was a provision that said, hey, you can't stop me and talk to me and ask me for my papers simply because my firearm is visible when I'm just reaching for the garbanzo beans up on the top shelf. If someone calls you at 911 and says, there's a guy in Kroger with a gun, what's he doing? Well, he's reaching for the garbanzo beans, but I saw his gun exposed. You can't send a crew to me and hassle me and detain me and make me show you my paperwork. In Pennsylvania, we had a case at a grocery or at a little stop and rob convenience store. A guy with a permit was making all kinds of mistakes, but he wasn't breaking the law. He was showing someone a gun. Someone called, said he had a gun. Cops came. They wound up finding marijuana on him. They gave him a drunk driving charge and then gave him a hassle for disorderly conduct, but no gun charge. It went all the way to the state Supreme Court, and the state Supreme Court said no. He wasn't breaking any laws. There was no probability to even ask him any questions about his firearm. That's a good result for us, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think this is necessarily a great individual, so to speak.
Correct.
But the bottom line is that the police should not, just if you have a gun, have reason to think you're about to commit a crime just because you're a gun owner and own a gun. And that the ruling was good, and the opinion was fantastic. Because it went far beyond this particular case itself. It went to talk about the fact that, mere gun ownership is not a reason to suspect somebody is a criminal or about to commit a crime. And again, that's really, really, really important. And it was in line with, by the way, other rulings we've had in various other states around the country as well. This was not an out-of-line ruling, but it helps reinforce the fact that, just because you own a gun doesn't mean you're an evil person.
And it should also not require us to have to give up our Fourth Amendment rights. Because we are, of course, exercising our Second Amendment rights. And what I found interesting about this was, and I don't know if you know, and maybe listener, if you want to reach out to me, mark@armedamericanradio.org and let me know. I mentioned this on the daytime show. I do not believe Pennsylvania has a provision like Georgia does in HB 60 that protects us. It's almost like a redundant protection here in Georgia. But this was all based on constitutional law, so I'm hopeful that there's some ramification about this moving forward, that that state Supreme Court can set some type of precedent or at least be used as precedent, Alan?
Well, it's definitely at this point precedent in the state of Pennsylvania for sure. But other states, when these cases would come up, would you know, in briefing, would see what Pennsylvania did, and it would influence their rulings as well. I mean, it isn't binding, but it would influence it.
All right, amicus brief. Second Amendment Foundation has joined with Colorado. What's going on with Colorado? We've got exactly 1 minute.
Well, we haven't joined with Colorado, so to speak. We joined with some other gun rights groups in filing a case, amicus in Steinberg versus Colorado, where they banned so-called high-capacity magazines, we call standard-capacity magazines. And what our brief does is basically dispel some of the myths the anti-gunners are constantly arguing, that there's no historical support for protecting modern repeating firearms. And our brief provides proof that repeating firearms capable of holding, 15 or more cartridges were in existence long before Colorado became a state in 1876. And the framers of Colorado's Constitution knew exactly what they were doing when they did it.
Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast concludes with just a wealth of information from Alan Gottlieb. Alan, thank you for being here, my friend. As always, until we meet in the next hour, remember...
You just build your prescription for freedom.
On Armed American Radio, with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The self-defense shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA self-defense shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.